As summer comes to an end and students head back to college, there's been a lot of talk about campus safety. The mass murder at Virginia Tech last April prompted a lot of parents and students to wonder about campus safety and ask questions about a college's lockdown policy. So what do you want to know about college campus safety? Is this a factor in considering one school over another? And if you're a college student, is your campus safe? Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org, or you can comment on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. James Fox joins us now from the studios of the Christian Science Center in downtown Boston. He's a Lippman Family Professor of Criminal Justice at Northeastern University, and in a piece published in USA Today, he had a very short answer to the question, are college campuses safe? And Mr. Fox, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And so are college campuses safe?
Absolutely they're safe. It's one of the safest places you can be. No matter what comparisons you look at, the chance of being gunned down on your campus is incredibly small. We're talking about around the same chance of being struck down by lightning. There are many other perils that college students face at campus, whether it be the impact of binge drinking or even suicide. In fact, they're 100 times more likely to have a suicide or an alcohol and drug-related death. So parents who seems to be asking all these questions about lockdown procedures and emergency reporting, they're focusing on issues that almost surely will not happen. And if you want a guarantee, 100% guarantee, then maybe your option should be an online degree, because that's the only way to make it perfectly, absolutely safe. But in a relative sense, campuses are safe. We should not be spending lots of resources on more security. We need the resources on more books in the library, more faculty in the classrooms, the things that really do enhance the college experience.
I, with respect to somebody who was at Virginia Tech last year, might have said, well, wait a minute, just a better alert procedure might have saved people's lives here.
May have, and that's interesting, may. Now, many schools do have alert procedures, but the question is of a campus of that size, what would the alert procedure have accomplished? Would we not have had students running willy-nilly around the campus? Perhaps they would have put themselves in the line of fire. You certainly can't lock down a campus of that size. And indeed, when you do have shootings that erupt on campus, and we're talking about fewer than 10 students murdered every year at college campuses, not an epidemic. When those things do occur, it's usually involving boyfriend, girlfriend, roommates, a drug deal gone bad. It's so rarely an episode of just a random sniper. And when the sniper cases do erupt, almost always they are apprehended or gunned down or they take their own lives within the same building. They don't roam around campus. Virginia Tech was extremely unusual, extraordinarily horrible, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the more time we spend obsessing over safety and violence and guns and emergency procedures and lockdowns, what we're really doing is we're reminding students that they're vulnerable. We're putting we're telling a few angry students, perhaps, that the others on campus have targets on them, that they're sitting ducks. We actually could do more harm than good when we obsess too much about campus safety when it's out of proportion.
Let's see if we can get some listeners involved in this discussion. Again, we're talking with James Fox. And if you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. This is John. John's calling us from Winnemucca in Nevada.
Hi, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm a college instructor here for a campus here in Nevada. And there's a proposal being put forth to have faculty members on campuses go through what we've called post-training, peace officer safety training in the state of Nevada. And that's an 8-month or 9-month course, and they want to have it funded as if we were on sabbatical to take this course. And we were just kind of wondering, you know, who's going to pay for this exorbitant amount of money to enable faculty members to carry guns on campus?
Right. Faculty development funds should go towards upgrading their teaching skills, upgrading their research agenda, perhaps a faster computer for their desk. Those will enhance the college experience in the long run. Training them to shoot and arming them, that's just a horribly ridiculous idea. You know, in a college, marksmanship should be a matter of A's and B's, not guns and ammo. You know, I understand those people who propose arming pilots on an airplane, and there are detractors there. But if you start talking about arming teachers, I mean, I would hate to think what would happen when some trigger-happy teacher is dealing with the kid in the back row who seems to be talking up too much, or maybe drop something in the ground and everyone thinks it's a gunshot. So we need to keep guns off campus. And I certainly disagree with those at Virginia Tech who said, gee, if we only had guns on campus, then someone would have taken down Mr. Cho before the carnage got too high. If students are allowed to be armed on campus, many more deaths will occur when bad things happen and people overreact.
And I know that some people might regard that as a callous thing, but I suspect you're basing that last comment on statistics, that guns tend to be used more often by accident or you know, they're not used to, when they're used, they're not used to protect the owner.
Right, and especially we're talking about areas that are low crime. College campuses are low crime areas. Even college campuses in the middle of cities have much lower rates of crime than the surrounding city. First of all, college students are not particularly good targets for crime. If you, for example, want to rob someone, hold them up. They don't have much money. What do you want, an iPod? And in addition, college campuses tend to have their own security forces dedicated to the campus. So, you know, offenders who are looking for places to target shy away from college campuses. They're not attracted to them.
One comment.
But when you look, go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
Discussion about this was that since we live in kind of a rural area throughout the state where we serve, hunting is one of the main pleasures for a lot of our students. And a comment was brought up that they would only go through this if we were allowed more guns than our students. And,
well, sounds like you're something of a skeptic on this point, John.
Yeah, I hope you are. And by the way, I'm not going to ask you too many details, but I would love it if you would email me, because I'd like to hear some more about this proposal, which I think is an extraordinarily waste of funds, waste of campus money, waste of faculty time, and indeed could backfire literally.
It was looked at the cost was going to run upwards of $100,000 per person.
John, we'll put you on hold, and one of our staff members here will get your information. We'll pass it along to James Fox.
Thank you.
All right. We'll
Thank
put you on
very
hold.
Much.
Thanks very much for the call. And if you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255. We're talking about campus safety in the wake of the murders at Virginia Tech last spring. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can go now to Rick. Rick's with us from Kansas City.
Hi, I love the show.
Thanks.
I wanted to kind of make a comment and ask a question about, aside from the shootings, it seems like students have kind of a false sense of security these days. I live here in Kansas City, and I go to school out in Lawrence, and you can drive through Overland Park at 3 in the morning, and there'll be young ladies jogging through a wooded area with an MP3 player on, kind of completely oblivious to their own security. And I was kind of wondering if the speaker could talk a little bit about just people not paying attention to their own security, you know, just kind of ignoring those things.
Does he have a point, James Fox?
Oh, sure he does. 18, 19-year-olds are oftentimes oblivious to the surroundings, particularly when they listen to their iPods. And a lot of them, you know, they've been dealing with rules all through their childhood. They've been dealing with parents telling them what to do, what not to do, when to do it, and they're finally on college and they're free and they can do what they want when they want. They need to take reasonable common sense about where to go and when to go there. That's not very hard. And you certainly can assist students in thinking about common sense approaches to your ordinary life. That doesn't mean giving them backpacks with metal plates to ward off bullets, which, by the way, are being sold out there on the internet. It doesn't mean having lockdown procedures and drills, because the shooting, the sniper attack, is such a teeny-weeny probability. Of course, that gets all the play and the publicity. But there are risks that students face around the neighborhoods, particularly at 2 in the morning. They need to be aware of where they go and when they go there. They also have to be aware of the dangers associated with parties where there's lots of alcohol. And if we really want to talk about prevention, we need to do a lot better job of suicide prevention on campus. So there are big issues that claim lots of lives. Shootings, campus shootings and snipers, that's a drop in the bucket in terms of the probability and likelihood.
Okay, Rick.
Yeah, just one more comment. Maybe if something like that could be added into orientation or something like that, especially with the young students fresh out of high school.
Sounds like a plan,
sure.
Rick.
I agree with you. As long as you don't overplay the risk, we don't want to pass our fears on to the students. We don't want to make them paranoid. We don't want to take away some of the carefree attitudes that they have, because this is a special time of life. You shouldn't be worrying every moment, looking over your shoulder about who's trying to gun you down.
All right. Let's see. We get one last caller in. Shelley. Shelley's with us, also from Kansas City.
Hi. My comment was that I see the additional physical security, guards, that sort of things on campus is kind of being a security theater. I have a daughter that's recently graduated from college and one that's in graduate school right now.
And where do you think the resources ought to go, Shelley?
I think it should go to, obviously, to perhaps beefing up counseling departments to perhaps better identify and maybe help teachers to identify students that may be more prone to this kind of behavior. And also, like you say, the most likelihood, if you have additional guns on campus, is going to be more accidental deaths or, because of their proximity, more deaths due to crimes of passion.
I just wanted to give we just have a few seconds left. Wanted to give James Fox a chance to respond.
College is a difficult adjustment for many students, and I would 100% concur that we need to spend more money on counseling services for all students, not because we're trying to identify the next next mass murder, but because we're trying to enhance the well-being of lots and lots of students. We don't give them MMPI. We don't give them personality tests when they apply to college, and colleges need to have resources for troubled students. But the kind of resources we're talking about is not the hardware. It's the peopleware.
All right. Shelley, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And James Fox, I wanted to thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
James Fox, Lippman Family Professor of Criminal Justice at Northeastern University, with us today from the studios of the Christian Science Center in downtown Boston. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.